Unconditional commitment. That's what I entitled my message today. This is also a little scripture in Luke chapter 9, just to give you a little idea what all is in chapter 9. We've been on the lectionary readings. It's been in Luke here for a while. Chapter 9 talks about when Jesus sent out his 12 apostles, when it talks about Herod's confusion, the feeding of the 5,000, Peter's declaration about Jesus, and then Jesus predicting his death, and then the transfiguration. We talked about that a couple weeks ago. And also, Jesus healed the demon-possessed boy when he had those evil spirits cast into the pigs and they went down over the hill. And then Jesus predicted again about his death. And then also about the greatest in the kingdom. And then praying in the name of Jesus. People were saying, Jesus, there's people going around here talking about things in your name. And Jesus said, don't stop them. Anyone who is not against us is for us. And then the opposition from the Samaritan. And we'll pick up the scripture in 51, verse 51, through the end of the chapter. Hear God's word, New Living Transmission, or translation. Might be transmission too, I don't know. As the time drew near for his return to heaven, Jesus routinely set out for Jerusalem. Resolutely sent out for Jerusalem. In other words, he had his priorities and he knew what he had to do. The disciples didn't want him to go to Jerusalem, but he had to go. So he set out resolutely for Jerusalem. And he sent messengers ahead to a Samaritan village to prepare for his arrival. But they were turned away, and the people of the village refused to have anything to do with Jesus because he had resolved to go to Jerusalem. When James and John heard about it, they said to Jesus, Lord, should we order down fire from heaven to burn them up? But Jesus turned and rebuked him. So they went on to another village. As they were walking along, someone said to Jesus, I will follow you no matter where you go. Sound familiar in that passage of 2 Kings? I will go with you no matter where you go. But Jesus said, foxes have dens to live in, and birds have nests, but I, the Son of Man, have no home of my own, not even a place to lay my head. And then he said to another person, come, be my disciple. The man agreed. But he said, Lord, first let me return home and bury my father. Jesus replied, let those who are spiritually dead care for their own dead. Your duty is to go and preach the coming of the kingdom of God. Another one said, yes, Lord, I will follow you, but first let me say goodbye to my family. But Jesus told him, anyone who puts his hand to the plow and then looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.